charge of a ship?
Captain.
Okay, ever hear that title in other situations?
Yes.
Like what?
Well, he could be captain of a ball team or, you know, captain of a football group.
Okay, okay. The person who presides over the county court, how would you address that person?
Judge.
Okay. A boy or girl in grade school would be a, what would you call them?
Student.
Okay, and if they were in high school, which, what would
still
you
call them? Be student.
All right, what about if they were college?
Student.
Okay. A person in an office who handles the boss's mail and schedules the boss's appointments and answers the phone would be the boss's
secretary.
Okay. A man on the stage would be an actor and a woman would be an
actress.
Okay. And if you were born in the United States, you're called an
American citizen.
Okay. What would you call the name of our race?
Caucasian.
Okay. Anything else?
I guess you'd be white race.
Okay, okay. What are some people who aren't white?
And what?
What are some people who aren't white?
Well, I guess you'd say they're Mexican or they Filipino or Japanese. Or
okay. What else? People who used to be slaves in this country.
Spanish and Negros.
Okay, okay. What's the most polite what's the most polite term for a Negro?
Colored. But today it's black.
Oh, okay, okay. What are some derogatory names for white people? Like white people who aren't very well off.
Poor trash. Okay. White trash.
Okay, okay. What are some derogatory names for Negroes?
Nigger.
Okay, anything else?
Well, I guess a black man.
Okay, okay. What would you call somebody who lives way out in the country?
In the sticks.
Yeah, out in the sticks. And he never comes into town, and when he comes into town, he looks real, and people look at him, and he acts funny, you know, and they say, hey, look at that old
country hick.
Okay. Anything else you'd call him besides the hick?
No, I guess not. I think that'd be the first thing come to mind.
Okay. If somebody's waiting for you and you're fixing to go someplace and they say, hey, come on, hurry up, you'll say, I'll be with you in
a minute.
Okay. If you know you're on the right road going somewhere, but you aren't sure of the distance, you'd stop somebody and say, how
much farther is it?
Okay. This part of your head would be your
forehead.
You go to the beauty shop to have your
hair cut.
Okay. And a man shaves and shaves off his
beard.
Okay. And where would an old-timey storekeeper keep his pencil?
In a pencil box.
Well, if he just wanted it handy, he might put it
behind his ear.
Okay. Which ear? Which ear?
Usually his right ear.
Okay.
Because he's right if he's right-handed. And most people are.
Yeah. What if he was left-handed?
Huh?
What if he was left-handed?
Well, he'd keep it on the other side, I'd think.
Okay.
It's just easier to, you know, to reach up.
Mm-hmm.
There.
If somebody's mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
Okay. And you wear a tie, or a man wears a tie around his
neck.
Okay. And you might say he got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
Okay.